have an alternative to embryonic stem cell. What we found was quite interesting. The cells are very, very close, but there's subtle differences. And when we made iPS cells from blood cells, for instance, we found that they retained some memory of having been a blood cell. That is, when we coaxed them again to specialize in the petri dish to become different types of tissues, they had a tendency to make more blood. So this memory, it was also a hindrance to their making other tissues. So this was really quite interesting, and it did say that iPS cells were not identical to ES cells.
By this subtle memory, what do you mean? Is it a molecular memory? Is there sort of some molecular blueprint of what the cell might have been before?
Yes, indeed. All these cells that we work with have the same DNA. So we know that all of the differences in their behavior have to do with a phenomenon called epigenetics. Those are the modifications to DNA that make every cell in your body different. What we found was that when we reset the adult cell back to their embryonic state, which requires a wholesale remodeling of these epigenetic marks, that not all of the marks got reset. So there was some persistent memory, which its molecular basis are these epigenetic marks, that was retained through this process. So even though we change a blood cell back to its embryonic state, it still remembers, it still retains some of these marks on its DNA that call it a blood cell.
And what is the implication of this? Does this mean that we have to completely rethink using induced pluripotent stem cells in the same way as we were thinking of using embryonic stem cells? I mean, can we still use them? Do we have to think of them as different things now?
I think it's still important to realize that the iPS cells are a major breakthrough, and they are enormously valuable. And this new work that we've done is simply refining our understanding. In certain applications, we're going to be challenged by this memory. It's going to be a hindrance to our work. But in other applications, it may actually be an advantage. For us, since we're interested in blood development, we actually are favored by making these cells from the blood because it helps us to do our research. But it also tells us a very important lesson, which is that the embryonic stem cells remain the gold standard, and the iPS cells are not a...
The rain is falling. It's after dark. The streets are swimming with the sharks. It's the right night for the wrong company. And there ain't nothing around here to look at. Move along. Some plastic chair, hoping these cigarettes will save us. Here we go.
morning. You're listening to Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver.
Tell you about the first time I saw her. Can't love at first sight be true? She turned back and smiled at me. Seemed to feel the same way too. There ain't nothing greater than them skies above. Well, okay, that much is true. And I know you've heard it all before, my friend, but well, hey, you know the way that girls do the things they do. That girl can do anything. I believe it's true. Oh, yeah, girl, you got the magic in you. That girl can do anything. I believe it's true. Oh, yeah, there's nothing better than we two. Later, and I see her out with a friend, and I couldn't help myself, and so I just sat and stared at the two of them. There's something from way deep down inside of me, right there, my feet, they started walking. Well, I swear I thought I was gonna cause a scene, but I just walked right up my lips, they started talking. That girl can do anything, I believe it's true. Oh, yeah, girl, you got the magic in you. That girl can do anything, I believe it's true. Oh, yeah, there's nothing better than we two. Believe it either. You see the two of us walking down the road hand in hand, and I'm here to tell you when she looks at me, well, I know I finally found my long lost friend. That girl can do anything, I believe it's true. Whoa. Yeah, girl, I see the magic in you. That girl can do anything, I believe it's true. Whoa. I believe it's true. Whoa. Say, girl, you got the magic in you. That girl can do anything. Yes, I know it's true. Whoa. Yeah, there's nothing better than me too.
Why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
There's only one thing on my mind tonight, baby, and that's the funk. But I'll tell you what it ain't. TV set, baby, and it ain't no family cow.
All right, good morning. You're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. My usual cohort is now in Ontario, and but I'm not all alone today. I'm here with a special guest, someone who's been here once before, and has decided to return for a second round. I'm in studio with Tobacco Brown.
How are you, sir?
Good, man. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad, thanks.
Excellent.
Not too bad.
Nice to get up this early in the morning.
Yeah, it's good. Just a little sleepy. Aside from that.
That's what all the coffee's for.
Exactly. And I think you can blame this late start on me. That was completely my fault.
So. It's all good. We were only about 5 minutes late. But it's all good, man. So how you been? It's been a while since you've been in here.
Yeah.
I think your last time you were in here was back in February or something like that.
Yeah, I guess it was February. It was probably would have been just shy of couple of weeks since I got back from England, really, or a month or something like that.
Yeah.
I got back like late January. I've been good. I've been just keeping busy, just trying to stay out of trouble, as per usual. Just trying to do as much as I can with the time that I've got, playing shows and working like everybody else.
Yeah. Still with the day job, that's
yeah.
the way it always goes.
Exactly. Still lifting cinder blocks.
So you've had a few gigs since last time you were in here.
Yeah, I have actually. Played at been doing some shows at Falcon Eddie's. Was at the West Bar, which is the classiest bar in Vancouver. If you haven't been there, it's 488 Carroll Street, and I recommend it.
Yeah,
highly. I was at Café du Soleil not too long ago with my man Huggy Bear. Gonna be going back to Falcon Eddie's for August the 6th. I got a gig coming up at the Tipper, Tipper Restaurant and Pub. That's like, upper Main, I think, something like that.
Okay. I don't think I've ever been there
before.
Yeah,
it's kind of, it's cool. I like it there. It's cool. I got a gig there on, the 27th, I believe. Should be next week.
Nice.
It's pretty cool. I don't know exactly the details yet. I think it's gonna be like, They tell you it's a showcase, but you never know what that means. That could mean a lot of things. Like sometimes you think you got like an hour, and then you get there, and they're like, "Yeah, do three songs," and then leave. So I don't know. Showcase is an interesting one. Gets thrown around a lot.
So are you playing with some other? Are there other acts up there, or is it just you playing?
I've been playing. I've got a couple of solo shows coming up, but at Falcon Eddie's there. I'm going to be playing with my brother's band, actually, the One-Eyed Jacks. That is their sort of former name. They're kind of in between names at the moment. They know they don't want to be One-Eyed Jacks anymore, so we've been tossing around a lot of ideas for different names. Nightcap and the Rejuvenators is one that we've been talking about. Fun Burn is another one. So Be It Union. There's a lot of possibilities, but I've been jamming with those guys for the last couple of months, and that's been going really good. Having a lot of fun with that, and we've just been, we were talking about cutting an album, so we'll see.
Yeah.
It's all up in the air right now, but it feels good to play in a band,
Yeah,
I mean, did you ever do it solo?
Not so much.
No.
A couple times here and there, but...
Way too smart for that.
Well, it's tough, man. It's tough.
It's a tough record.
When you're doing it on your own, you gotta... There's nobody to cover all your mistakes.
I know. It's the lamest feeling when you play like just a crappy show, and at the end of it, you're just sitting there, and you're like, I got nobody to blame but me for that. I can't even And especially when you just play acoustic, like, I don't have a complicated setup. Like, I don't have anything, like, you know, I don't have, like, a xylophone or, you know, a melodeon. Or, I can't blame the sound guy. Like, it's just me, man.
Yeah, no. Well, I have seen you solo, and I have to say you do pretty good.
Oh, well, you're very kind.
Yes, and so you brought your guitar again with you today.
I don't know where this came from. I just...
just seems to follow you around all over the place.
It won't leave me alone. I did bring my guitar. I feel kind of bad. I'm still like new to this whole radio thing, and maybe I'm taking it a bit more seriously than I should, but I always feel bad when I don't have like 10 new songs to play, because I always feel like, you know, who wants to hear the same old stuff, you know? But
oh, man.
So I did my best. I've got like one new song, maybe two, maybe stretch it to two, but yeah, so I'm sorry, Mark.
Oh, you don't need to apologize, man. New, old, I like them all.
Oh, that's cool, man. That's cool.
Cool. Well, yeah, you want to rip off a tune for us?
Yeah, sure. I'm gonna play one that I've played before on here, as I was saying. But this one is, I'm gonna be hopefully doing some filming this weekend with some buddies of mine. We're gonna be working on a little project. And we're gonna hopefully be using this song, so I'm gonna play it now. So if they're listening, they can hear it and go, "Oh, yeah,
that's the one.
That's the one. Man, that's the ticket." It's called "The Hitman's Heart."
Nice, cool, man.
All right,
fire away.
I don't have a pick, so I'm gonna try and play as loud as I can there.
All right. This is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR 11 Studio with Tobacco Brown.
He made you dizzy like Gillespie. Got the best of you, left the rest of you on the floor. I said, now he's such a bore. I said, no, you can't moan. Just get stoned. You should know by now. 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 I said, knock me down and take me to a place they don't sing I love you. There's a price to pay on these streets. I said, spoons got rickets from the bad meat. He's singing, girls, 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 girls. For drugs, 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 drugs. And it's so sad, 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 sad. It makes you shrug, 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 shrug. But not for long, cause you need smokes. And I just quit, but I'll steal some toast. I said, let's sit down with the real folks. I said, this city ain't no fun for the young. I said, pretty soon you just won't care. No time to moan or fuss with your hair. Say things like, my, how you've grown, and what records do you own? And you'll sing, girls, 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 girls. For drugs, 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 drugs. And it'll be sad, 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 sad. And they'll just shrug, 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 shrug. You should know by now. You should know by now. You should know by now. You should know by now.
Awesome, man.
Thank you.
Sounds great. So that's a new one. You've been. It's a new tune.
That's a yeah. That's a newish one. Wrote that. when did I write that? Actually, I guess it would have been probably around the end of January, February when I got back from England. That was rolling around in my head there. Yeah. So I don't know. I say new. I mean, I guess yeah. It's very new, but you know me, Mark. If it's a week old, it's gone. It's trash. Throw it away. It's an oldie.
For sure. Cool, man. So that one's gonna be on this film that you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a little hush hush at the moment, so I can't really say too much just because. I'm totally making that sound more important than it is. We genuinely don't know what we're going to do. So we're literally going to be mad-libbing it. What? All over the Sunday. We're going to be just like running around Stanley Park. And you're looking at me like I just said mad-libbing. I'm sorry. I was trying to be ridiculous. So it's going to be fun. The only thing I can definitely tell you is that there will be a gorilla suit involved, and that's all I'm saying.
Boy, I'm looking forward to this one.
I thought you'd like that.
Cool, man. I think Jay was gonna call in. I think the phone was ringing there.
Oh yeah, no way. One.
Yeah, but I'll have to wait till he calls back again.
Oh, come on, Jay. We're waiting for you. It's empty in here without you.
I know. Calling all the way from Ontario.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
It's a long trip.
Yeah, so do you got any more recording in the works or anything like that?
Actually, funny you say that. It's funny you should say that. I've been in contact with Edouard Camo, my producer, and good friend of mine, who's in London currently. And I think I mentioned before one of the reasons I was going to England, aside from many other ones, was I wanted to do some recording with him. You've heard the first album I gave it, Bruce Gin, I gave that to you, and that was all done in like his bedroom, right? So he finally got some access to a proper studio, and he was like, come on, man, like let's do some tracks properly. So I went in there and recorded 7 tracks over the Christmas holidays, and right up until pretty much right before I left, and he's just finished recording the drums on that. He sent me an email the other day, so those tracks are coming along, so I'm looking forward to getting those back. But to answer your question, I've been doing some recording with a couple of friends of mine in home studios, but, really good home studios as well. So, as close to the real thing as you can get. So, yeah, I should be having some recordings ready. I'll be honest, I said a couple months ago they'd be done in August, and it's looking more like probably September, October till I have anything I can show anybody. But the good news is just last night, I just properly worked out the album track listings, like the songs I wanted to use, and finally got them in a row that I'm happy with. So yeah, I think I'm like, all right, that'll do. I can put that together, and difficult second album should be ready to go. And yeah, I'm pretty stoked about it.
Now, is that going to be just solo, or is that you plan on recording that with the boys in the band that you've been jamming with?
I would like to. I mean, it's such a tough one, just because like it's so tempting to go in and just do it yourself and be like, there, it's done. But obviously I'd like to do it justice, and yeah, I'd love to get the guys to play on it. We've only really rehearsed 4 or 5 of my songs when I play with those guys. We do 5 of mine, I do 5 of theirs. I do like lead guitar on some of their tracks. So we'll see how it goes. Like, it's going really well. So, I'll take these tracks to them, I'd love to work with them on that. I could change my mind tomorrow about what tracks I want to use. Like, I'm pretty indecisive. So, I might go back and totally scrap this, but right now I'm looking at it in front of me, and I got 12 songs here, and they're all pretty solid, and I feel like it's kind of coming together. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. I'll keep you posted.
Nice. Cool, man. Well, I think we're just going to take a quick little break here. Hopefully, Jay's going to call back. I'll try and get him on the telephone, and we can talk to him and see how everything is going out
out
Ontario way. Yes. And speaking of Ontario, you just played a show a few weeks back at Café du Soleil with a band, or a fella who goes under the name Field Assembly.
That's right. Yes, I did.
As well as a girl from Ottawa called...
Gianna Michael.
Gianna Loren.
Is it Gianna Loren?
Yes, Loren.
Oh, sorry, I'm completely...
It's okay. I'll let it slide.
Confusing these artists who I'm meeting. I did play a show. You wouldn't... yeah, sorry, Gianna Loren. That is her name. Her album's called Fist in a Heart, and it's really good. Field Assembly's brilliant as well. Such nice people. I was so lucky to play with them. And actually, you set that up for me, I think, Mark.
Yeah,
you
well, it was...
You got the ball rolling on that one, so thank you. And Café du Soleil is... Great, great little venue there, and yeah, play some of that.
Sure. Well,
I can't take it off my CD player, by the way. If you're listening, Field Assembly.
Cool, man. All right. Well, here's a little Field Assembly for you on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR FM. We're back on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR FM, live in studio with Tobacco Brown. And I've also got Jay, my old co-host, live on the line. Let's see if this works. Hello, Jay, can you hear me?
Yeah, Mark, how's it going?
Good, man.
Hey, there he is.
There he is.
Hey. Hello, Mr. Tobacco Brown.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How you doing?
Oh, can't complain. Can't complain at all.
Right on.
Tell you, did you notice Mark said it? You're his old host, or his old co-host there, your old newsman.
Well, he's not here anymore.
I'm history. I'm already long and forgotten. Breaking my heart. Well, you know, I'm gonna harass Mark and call from time to time.
Can you please do a Peter Cook and have like different characters when you call him up and like different voices and like call up being like Sven Dodgy and something like that from like Finland or something.
I can work on that.
Next week.
I'll dress in costume just for kids. Nobody will see it, but I'll be all dressed up. Walking silly.
That's like me. I brought the hat today, and I'm like, well, that's stupid.
Nobody can see my hat.
That's cool.
Yeah, man. So whereabouts are you exactly?
Right now, I'm just on the outskirts of the big city of Toronto, just in the burbs here. But, yeah, basically just checking out some music here. I'm going to be here for a while and doing a little campaign with vanmusic.ca to get Toronto bands heard and seen in Vancouver and get Vancouver bands seen out here by getting people to hit the website. So, yeah, just kind of looking for music, talking to everybody I know who's involved in music. And my plan is to send you guys links and have you play some Toronto bands and Ontario musicians on the show. And we're going to profile the musicians on vanmusic.ca as well. And, yeah, you know, try and get the Canadian music scene spread out all across that site.
Nice. So have you seen any, have you gone out and checked out any music since you've been out east?
Well, I've been here for only a few days, so I haven't actually had a chance to see any shows because I'm in the burbs. But I'm going to head into the city this weekend and see what kind of trouble I can get into. And but I have been asking everybody I know what's good to listen to, what local bands are great, give me some independent Toronto musicians. And so I posted some stuff on the vanmusic.ca. There's the Rural Alberta Advantage, which was recommended to me by actually a fella out in Vancouver just before I came out, so to check them out if I got a chance to see them in Toronto. Pretty good band based out of Toronto now, but they're from Alberta, so they've got a nice down-home kind of feel.
Nice.
And mediocre at best. They're a pretty good little punk band. Got some toned-down, stripped, bare acoustic stuff happening on their MySpace page. Pretty good. My cousin recommended those guys to me. They're based out of Hamilton and USS, which has got to be like one of the friggin' hottest bands in Toronto. Everywhere I go, everybody's asking me about them. They're just a DJ and a guitar player, and when you hear them today, they're just a big groove, man. Like, I really want to see those guys live. They just seem like a great time.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Awesome. How's the weather out that way? Smoking hot?
It's hot and sticky, you know. But it's nice. You know, it rained last night. I'm missing the mountains, I have to say. I'm missing the ocean.
Yeah.
I'm missing those crows in the trees that give their lonely call. Vancouver is a pretty place, and yeah, sure, it would be nice to see it again.
Yeah, well, and I'm sure you will. You'll be back.
Yeah, so I'll be back. I'll be hoboing back eventually, I suppose.
Cool, man.
Cool, yeah, so basically, check out vanmusic.ca. You know, put your bands up. If you are in Ontario and surrounding area, you can submit your band information, your bios, your links, your MySpace pages at toronto@vanmusic.ca, and we're going to do our best to promote your music in Vancouver. So, yeah, starting a little campaign out here, get some flyers and stickers and try and spread that around, too. So
nice.
Once that podcast is up and everybody's listening to your music all over, you can't go wrong.
No, sir.
Cool, man. Well, I'm actually on vanmusic.ca right now, and I have the Rural Alberta Advantage lined up here. Should we have a listen to them?
Sure, man. Let's have a listen to these guests.
Cool, man. Well, thanks for the call.
My pleasure.
And I guess hopefully we'll be hearing from you next week.
Yeah, I will call you next week with a batch of new bands, and yeah, I'll try and dress in costume and I'll practice my characters.
I hope so. I'll be listening.
All right.
Cool, man.
All right, gentlemen, thanks.
Well, take it easy, Jay.
All right, man. Take care, guys.
Okay, we'll see ya.
not this hard, don't know this place. I've been slow as the beat's out of pace. West side of apartment grows lonely and dark. West side of apartment and two more empty hearts. I see your keys hanging in the same place. They haven't moved for a month or even a day. This is hard, it was fun, we should do it again. Give ourselves some time, 10 years in a day. I need you now, I need you then. I never wanna feel this again. Separate the room with the pain from the fight until there's nothing left to mind. Never wanna see you again. I never wanna feel this again. Turning up and rocks all the pitfalls tonight till I find something you left behind. And the things we never had, the things we wish to come back, because we need them. So bad, 'cause we need this so bad. And we tremble in the night, the things we're wishing were right. Because we need this so bad, 'cause I need you oh so bad. Don't off this heart, don't off this place. Your heart beating slow as it beats out of pace. West side of apartment grows lonely and dark. West side of apartment is two more empty hearts. I wanna hurt, I wanna betray. It's not like me to make your heart break. This is hard, it was fun, we should do it again. Give ourselves some time, 10 years from the day. And the things we never had, the things we wish you'd come back. Because we need so bad, 'cause we need this so bad. And we tremble in the night, the things we're wishing were right. Because we need this so bad, 'cause I need you oh so bad. Don't want this heart, don't want this place. Your heart beating slow as it beats out of pace. West side of apartment grows lonely and dark. West side of apartment is some more empty hearts. I know what's right, I know what's okay. And I'd like to see you now and again. This is hard, it was dumb, we should do it again. Give ourselves some time, 10 years from today.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What does Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
All right, we're back on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver, live in studio with the one, the only, Tobacco Brown.
Hey,
ho. So, tell me a little bit about this this DVD you have. I didn't even know you had it until I saw you do that at the Café du Soleil show.
Yeah, it's called The Patio Sessions, and we filmed it more than a year ago, actually. It's had some stalls along the way, I have to say. We had a few little glitches, basically, with the disc itself. There was an error when they were... copying it, and long story short, we got 500 discs that 50% of were just completely unusable, and obviously we didn't realize till we started selling them, and people were coming up to me at shows and being like, hey man, you know that DVD I paid $10 for? I'm like, yeah. Like, well, it didn't work. And I was like, oh no. So I felt really bad, and Trevor Rennie, my good friend who directed it, shot it, edited it, but pretty much it was his project, basically. I have to give him a lot of credit for that, because he just absolutely took a stand out of the woodwork and was just like, we need to get a DVD made, we need to get you, you know, get you exposure. And I thank him dearly for that, and it's, you know, it was just kind of cursed with some bad luck, I'll be honest, you know, from the get-go. But the good news is, we spoke to the manufacturer, we got 500 discs free, made again. It was their error, so they totally gave us a bunch of brand new stuff, and we got it all sorted, and now it's ready to go, and I got 500 usable DVDs, so I'm going to start plugging it like mad.
Nice.
And get it out there. It's called The Patio Sessions, featuring Ice Cream Sundae. He made a music video for my track, Ice Cream Sundae. Mm-hmm. And the premise of it is, it's very simple, very low budget, all things I love. It's just me playing on patios, friends of mine that they're playing on their patios, various locations in and around the North Shore and Vancouver. And I have to say, actually, it's kind of sad watching it now, because pretty much all of the patio, like none of the patios really exist anymore. We don't live at like any, none of my friends live at any of those places anymore. So it's weird looking at it. It's like,
yeah,
it really was just a summer, you know, just a moment caught in time of these patios that, you know, I mean, obviously they still exist, but I don't live there anymore, yeah. You know, so it's kind of cool looking at it now. It's taken on an interesting energy to it that I never really saw at the time, but and also included on the DVD, aside from the music video, for every patio I went to, I would play obviously Ice Cream Sundae for the music video, and then I would do two or three other songs, and so the rest of the DVD is made up of those live performances, and it's extremely extremely raw. Like, you know, it's just I'm not even like plugged in, you know, it's just literally the microphone from the camera. So it's pretty raw, and it's a couple years old. So, you know, I mean, my voice has gotten a little stronger, my songs are a little different, but you know, it's, like I said, it's a moment in time, and I'm very proud of it. And I owe a tremendous amount of gratitude to my friend Trevor Rennie for doing that. And yeah, I just want to get it out there and, get it to the people.
Yeah. Cool, man. Well, what was the inspiration on the behind the whole patio idea?
You know what? You'd have to talk to Trevor about that. It was all Trevor's concept. I'm not going to lie. He just came to me and he was just like, I know where he was coming from, in the sense that it was like, okay, I have a camera, I have no money, and I got a buddy that plays songs. So like, what's the easiest way to put those together and then create something tangible? And I think he was just thinking of, you know, all right, just sit on a patio and play music, you know. I'm kind of missing the point a little bit. The original concept was we went on holiday to a Sega beach and stayed at my parents' condo, and Zach and Trevor, friends of mine, met up with me. And at this point, I was very new in terms of as a songwriter. Like, I hadn't written a lot of songs. I was still very self-conscious, and my friends in Vancouver had never really heard me play. Because obviously I was living in England for 9 years, so I played a song on my parents' patio, and Trevor recorded it. You know, like, he documented a lot of that trip. Him and Zach went across Canada and filmed me playing a song called "Bruised Gin," you know, title song on that album.
Yeah.
And yeah, I kind of just went from there, and they kind of were like, "Hey, man, you know, this is kind of, you should keep it up. It's good stuff, you know." And it, you know, it meant a lot to me to have that kind of recognition from friends that I've known them so long, you know. It wouldn't have honestly hurt my feelings at all if they'd turned around and been like, "Dude, like, you're not very good." Like, not, you know what I mean? Not that it wouldn't hurt. In that way, when you've known someone that long, you trust them and you respect their opinion. And if they'd told me right then and there, on that patio, that I should call it a day, then I would have strongly considered it. But they didn't. They were super nice about it, and the rest is history. So this was, I guess, in a lot of ways, this was kind of, yeah, a reunion of that moment. And we took it that one step further and found four or five other patios and did that. But anyway, but yeah, I'm yeah, it's very cool, and it's got bonus features. It's got a commentary.
Oh, really?
I know, we're such geeks. I'm sorry.
Boy.
We're total film losers, and we were just like, it's got to have a commentary. So, and it's, by the way, the most awkward commentary you'll ever listen, because we're literally just like, we didn't realize that you have to actually like plan things to talk about when you do a commentary. So, and we did that like one take rule. So it's literally just us being like, "Wow, this is fun." That's me, and Trevor's like, "Yes, that's you." Anyway, but I'll be honest, the commentary alone is probably worth the price of admission, if you know what I mean.
Cool, man. Nice. Well, we got about half an hour here before Marie comes and steps into the studio for her show, and so I was thinking maybe you want to play a few more tunes while we get you in the studio.
Why not?
Cool, man.
Why not? I'll take it up here. This is a song. I played this one last time as well, obviously, but you know, that's okay. That's called Grandpa, Give Me My Nose Back.
One of my faves.
Kill your body for the dollar. Take your daughter to the slaughter. You played upon the stage, watching people's dreams fall away. You had to say, I'm so dizzy from the coffee, I couldn't get you off me. I say you're all that remains. You're all that remains. We broke promises like champagne bottles on ships of fools, and Halloween ain't the only time before ghouls. I said you're sleeping with ghosts, no laws against that. I said at least they can host. I said at least they can host. Yeah. I'm so dizzy from the coffee, I couldn't get you off me. I said you're all that remains. I said you're all that remains. Yeah. We're all that remains. I said we're all that remains. 3-4. The children having children, like beans on toast. I said I loved you the most. This train is off its track. I said, Grandpa, give me my nose back. Yeah, yeah. Grandpa, give me my nose back. It was so much easier then. Yeah, yeah. Grandpa, give me my nose back. Yeah. It was so much easier then. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, I'm so dizzy from the coffee, I couldn't get you off me. I said you're all that remains. I said we're all that remains. Oh, I'm so dizzy from the coffee, I couldn't get you off me. All that remains. So we're all that remains.
Woo!
Thank you.
Awesome, man. It's a great tune. It's definitely one of my favorite Tobacco Brown songs.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Yeah, that was my request for the day.
Actually, yeah, we should give the phone number out. Request. Let's have a call.
Yeah,
show.
Yeah, we can do that. Like I always mention this. If you have any requests for Tobacco Brown, feel free to call in 604-822-2487. That's 604 UBC CITR. And
I do some Hall & Oates. You know, if anyone.
Yeah, that's right.
If anyone wants to hear it.
Cool, man. Well. Still got about 25 minutes here. You want to just play a couple more?
Yeah, sure. Actually, I'm gonna take a little risk here, Mark, and I'm just gonna go on a limb and play this this new song, which I'm not entirely sure about yet, for a few different reasons. It's called Boy, which I found out that that's the name of U2's like first album is called Boy. So I was a little bit like, oh, should I still call it that, you know? And I was like, but then I was like, ah, whatever. Like, I'm not the biggest U2 fan, so it's not like I care. So whatever. But it's a part of a 4-song little collection of little ditties I've been writing, kind of just about being a child and kind of just from the point of view of being a boy or being a child or whatever, and you know, being innocent, and also from the point of view. Oh god. And
that was your DVD.
That was
no respect.
It's still cursed. And from the point of view also of a parent, my brother had a child almost 5 years ago now. It'll be 5 years in September. Little guy's turning 5 there, and just how his life has changed, and just, you know, being on the outside of that and seeing how that's affected his life. And anyway, so this was kind of this was a part of that. And anyway, the reason I wasn't totally sure about it is that, like, it's kind of got a, I'm not going to say cheesy style. It's a little bit, I don't know. It's one of the first songs I've written like it, if that makes sense. So I'm still a little bit like wary. I don't know if it's totally my style, but I don't care because I like it. And I played it on the C bus. I was waiting for a C bus and I just like, you know, the bench by the escalator, like where the people busk, basically, right? I was sitting there. I had my case closed. I wasn't asking for money. I was just practicing, and because it's good reverb there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It sounds good. So I was playing it, and I got my first noise complaint playing this song. Actually, that one of the porters or whatever you want to call him came up to me, had his jacket on and his like walkie-talkie. He was trying really hard to look like a security guard, and he was just like, "You're a disturbance. Get out of here." And I was like, I'm really sorry. Like I was just practicing. He's like, "Get out of here. You're a disturbance." And I was like, "Well, can I at least get on the C bus?" That's what I was waiting for. He's like, "Fine." And just like walks away. So anyway, so if it sucks, I'm sorry. is the root of what I was getting at. Anyway, the song is called Boy.
Skin and bones, and he knows UFOs. He can write his name when it snows. Finish work by 3, spends his days climbing trees. Come play with me if you like scrape knees. I said, all in all, he's just a little boy. Tall, he don't need all that soil. I said, all in all, he's just a little boy. For now. Tweedledum, Tweedledee. Girls are a key, you can't fool me. I've been married twice before. They pinned him to the floor when teachers outside. Me, your new bride. I said, all in all, he's just a little boy. can write his name when it snows.
See what I mean?
Yeah, that's a pretty heavy song to be playing at the C-Bus.
Yeah, I know.
I understand why they kicked
you. You can understand. yeah, they, they really hit where it hurts, I tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never, never actually sat down myself at the, C-Bus to play before, but, I'm sure they would.
Well, it, you know, it's, it's funny, you know, actually, I always have this rule of, like, every morning I get the C-Bus and I go to work and I see somebody, you know, usually playing guitar or whatever, or, you know, playing some kind of music. And out of respect, I always try and give something, you know, just like 5 cents or whatever, just because, like, I know how it feels, and it feels good to get money from strangers. It's ultimate, you know, validation and whatever. And also, I feel it's kind of like paying your toll as well, you know, like as a musician, or, you know, when you're trying to do what you're doing, and, you know, it's nice to give back a little bit, unless they're crap, you know. And then I don't like to egg people on, or, you know, false promises, you know. But it blows me away what some people play at, like, 7:30, you know. It'll be yeah, like 7:30, 8 in the morning, and people are, like, really tired, and they're on the way to a job they don't like, you know, drinking Starbucks, and some dude will be playing, like, Neil Young, you know, like, and not just Neil Young, but, like, Heart of Gold, or, you know what I mean, like, just something that it's like, buddy, like, done with that song, like, please, like, of all the things you could be playing, like, actually, sorry, speaking of Starbucks, I don't even know if I can mention Starbucks, but I, again, like, I don't like it, but you get suckered into going there, right? There's so many of them, and you, at one point in your life, will have to go to Starbucks. And I was at Starbucks a little while ago, and it was, like, 6 in the morning, and I was so unhappy to be awake at that time. And I go and I'm like, you know, I'm buying my stupid coffee or whatever, and they're playing Bob Dylan, like, Blowing in the Wind, at like 6:30, and, like, really loud. And, like, don't get me wrong, like, I love Bob Dylan. I love Bob Dylan as much as the next, but I do not need to hear that song. It's 6:30 in the morning. And they're so happy, and they're so awake, and they're like, what can I get you? And I'm just like, gone. Like,
I've already had 5 coffees.
Yeah, hi, how you doing? And it's like, I'm like, I know that your life and job depend on being this happy, but for the love of God, like, could you pretend to sympathize with me right now? Like, and also, just, you know, this is a little, obviously, completely off topic, but if you speak to any harmonica, any, like, self-respecting harmonica player, they will tell you that Bob Dylan is probably, like, the worst harmonica player in the world. And to hear that, you know, like, sixth, you're just like, buddy, just stop it. There's a reason he went electric. Anyway, sorry, that was my Starbucks rant.
That was the rant of the day.
Yeah, sorry.
Cool, man. Well, we actually got to take a quick little break here. I'm actually going to play a track from a fellow that you and I actually went to high school with, Jonas Shandell, of Headwater.
No kidding.
Yeah, I'm going to play a little track off of his latest solo release.
He's just fantastic.
He's a very talented guy.
Sorry, really quickly, I just wanted to say, I played a show with, well, not with him, but I was at the Rusty Gull. He was there doing a cancer fundraiser, and he went on much before me and was just fantastic, and I got very drunk because I was embarrassed to be sharing that stage with him, and I sucked.
Well, live and learn, I guess. Cool, man. This track is called Drinking the Water off of Jonas Shandell's solo release. Jonas Shandell, you're listening to Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR FM.
The words
had flaws tucked under your arm. Under your arm. Drinking the water that flows down the creek in the storm. Voices are calling way down the street to come home. Now and then I look your way with a glimmer of hope for the very next day. You gave your heart into your work, and now it's done, and you can go, and you can go.
One Cool Word magazine announces its official relaunch party on July 23rd, 2010 at the Rickshaw Theater. The OCW magazine relaunch party features a strong lineup of local musicians, comedians, and artists. The event features Parlor Steps, Wilderness Ears, Elephant Train, and Vincent Parker, and comedy by Charlie Demers, Graham Clark, The Sunday Service, and many more. As a bonus on this special occasion, guests will receive a one-year subscription to OCW magazine with cover. OCW relaunch party on Friday, July 23rd at the Rickshaw Theater. Tickets are available at brownpapertickets.com.
Say the same thing.
All right, we're back on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver, live in studio with Tobacco Brown. We got about 10 minutes before Marie steps in for synchronicity.
Synchronicity,
a spiritual talk for your mind, body, and soul. So we're going to see if we can squeeze one more tune out of Mr. Tobacco Brown, if you're all right with that.
I couldn't complain.
Cool, man. All right. Fire away.
All right. The song is called Two Penguins in Flight.
So late,
thinking about bumps in the night. So wait, does this mean we can appreciate the sight of two penguins in flight? Mention birds and all this talk, such as us, such as life. So now, together like two sweaters from Grandma, how did she find the time for us, all this fuss? You silly moo, you got a poorly wing. On New Year's Eve, the man says to the owl. Mention birds and all this talk, such as us, such as life. You silly moo, you got a poorly wing. So now, I'll be there waiting for the girl with the hair over her eye. Mention birds and all this talk, such as us, such as I. You silly moo, you got a poorly wing. So late, thinking about old bumps in the night. So late, does this mean we can appreciate the sight of two penguins in flight? So now, until your birthday's gone, you kiss me goodbye. Goodbye.
Awesome. It's a pretty good one, man.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I just want to say thanks again for coming in for a second time.
Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, no problem. It's nice when people manage to get up this early to come play music live.
You know what? It's pretty much the same as being drunk, I'll be honest, playing this early. You know, you can barely see, you're all dizzy, and can't stand straight, you know. Yeah. Works for me, man.
Cool. To just mention, don't forget you can check out the podcast of the show on CITR.ca under the schedule, under Friday Sunrise. And don't forget to check out vanmusic.ca. It's a great source for local music. And
just a quick note as well. My DVD will be available at my shows from now on. You can check out my MySpace. Or if you want to even be old school, drop me an email, tobaccobrown@gmail.com, and send me your address. I'll mail it to you, whatever. You know, I'm not super concerned with making too much money, but, you know, whatever. It'd be nice. Or you can buy it at my show for $10.
Cool. And when is your next show again?
Next show is Falcon Eddies, August the 6th. Starts at 9, and we're going to be having a very interesting band opening for us. They're called, I believe, The Get Down.
Oh.
Have you heard of them?
I've heard of them.
Yeah, yes. They've got a great harmonica lead singer guy going on. He's great. He's got an awesome porno stash.
Nice. Well, I'll have to check them out. Cool. All right. We're just going to leave you with a track off of your last album, Bruised Gin.
That's right.
So, this is Ice Cream Sunday, which is the featured song on your DVD, is that right?
That's right. That is right. It'll be on YouTube soon.
Nice. With
the music video.
All right. Well, until next week.
Thank you.
Thanks again, man.
Take care, man. Bye.
I'm only 21.